It's 11 trivia questions on Disney and Pixar, recorded live at Route 30 Brewing in Riverside, California. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds, and on this very special intro, I have a little co-host, and her name's Annabelle. Say hi, Annabelle.
Hi.
Do you have something you want to do on the podcast today?
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Do a joke.
A joke? Okay. It's all yours. Go ahead.
What runs but never walks?
What runs but never walks? I don't know. What is it?
Water.
Water. That's a good one. Do you want to do another joke? That's it? All right, high five. Thank you so much. Guys, welcome to the show. This comes out every day. If you like trivia, if you like my daughter, you could listen and subscribe for new episodes daily. We have Disney and Pixar trivia today, which was a round I recorded at a place called Route 30 Brewing Company in Riverside, California. We do trivia and bingo there, four rounds of trivia, four rounds of bingo, twice a month. So we'll be there again on August 25th and August 11th if you want to come play there on a Sunday fun day. It's always a great, great place to have a beer, especially in the heat of the summer. Man, it is really hot. It's going to be like 100 for the next 10 days or something crazy in California. So we're trying to stay cool out here. And the best way to do it is drink a beer and play some trivia and play some bingo. If you want to support this show, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds. There's tons of cool stuff you can get. Brand new rewards, totally revamped. And we're up to 38 Patreon subscribers. Guys, that is insane. I remember way back in the day when it was just one, Alexis X. She was my first Patreon subscriber. She was the first person who said, hey, you should do some sort of like club thing. And I was like, yeah, maybe I will. So Alexis has been on since the beginning, and she's at the $20 tier, which is cool because she gets to be a guest on the podcast every single month. That's one of the new rewards for $20. And it's tons of fun to be part of the show. You can ask me questions. You can answer questions. You can do anything you want in your time on the show. You can plug your stuff if you have a project or a business. So think about doing that. And would love to have you on board. We're at 38 patrons. And if we get up to 50, I have one of my goals on the Patreon page to buy a item for every single person who is a Patreon member from a franchise of their choice. So if you're a big Star Trek buff, maybe you're a Trekkie, I'll get you something cool from Star Trek. Maybe you're into Harry Potter. Maybe you like The Office. I'll get you something very cool from one of those franchises. And I'll have to buy 50 things for all 50 of you once we get to that number. So if you want to help the group as a whole, to everybody, to make sure everybody gets something cool, think about joining. You could join for just a buck and get access to stuff like our Discord app chat, our new digital newsletter, and a bunch of other cool stuff along the way. So go check all that stuff out, patreon.com/triviawithbuds. We're going to jump into today's episode, like I said, recorded in Riverside, California. Grab a beer and play along with some Disney and Pixar trivia. Here we go. This is round number one, Disney and Pixar trivia at Route 30 Brewing. Thanks for playing. Number one, what comedian did the voice of the rat in Ratatouille? What comedian did the voice of the rat in Ratatouille? Question number two, Why Should I Worry was a hit Billy Joel song from what Disney film? Number two, Why Should I Worry was a hit Billy Joel song from what Disney film? Number two on your list, number two. Question number three on your Disney Pixar round, what was the name of Steve Buscemi's character in Monsters, Inc.? What was the name of Steve Buscemi's character in Monsters, Inc.? Very villainous. Number three on your list. Number three, Steve Buscemi's character in Monsters, Inc. Question number four, what was the second theatrical Disney film after Snow White? I am looking for one of the core titles, one of the core animated titles. What was the second theatrical Disney film after Snow White? Snow White, famously the first one. What was the second one after Snow White? Number four on your list for Disney Pixar. Question number five. What's the name of the bully kid who destroys toys in Toy Story? This guy's a real jerk. Number five, what is the name of the bully kid who destroys toys in Toy Story?
Misunderstood.
All right, we got one supporter back there. This is kind of a fun thing I could tell you without giving away the answer. I read a blog about some like hidden Disney Pixar stuff, and this character is in the third one as a garbage man,
and you can tell because he's wearing the same shirt that this kid wears, but he's older, like Andy is older. So kind of interesting. Number five, what's the name of the bully kid who destroys toys in Toy Story? Question number six, which of these movies did not come out in the 1970s? Here's your three choices, Jungle Book, Aristocats, or Robin Hood. Two of those movies did come out in the 70s, and one of them did not. Which one did not? What do you think? Number six, Jungle Book, Aristocats, or Robin Hood, which one did not come out in the 70s? Question number seven, what is the name of the baby in The Incredibles? Pretend it doesn't say last name. I forgot to take that out. Just looking for the name of the baby in The Incredibles. We have one young player who knows the answer to this question. That's okay. She's very young. Number seven. What is the name of the baby in The Incredibles? My friend Virginia? Or are you, who is Virginia on this side? Virginia's over there? She knows the answer. Make sure you're on her team. You watched this before? Here, I got one more for you to watch. Since you knew that answer, you get a prize. Come on up here and grab this one. That's for you. This is kind of a random one. Maybe you haven't seen it before. It's called Atlantis. I think it's the sequel to the movie Atlantis. So enjoy. Do you guys have a DVD player? Sometimes people don't anymore, but there you go. Number seven, what's the name of the baby in The Incredibles? Nice job, Virginia. Number eight, what is Jasmine's tiger's name in Aladdin? There you go. Shushing her. Number eight, what's Jasmine's tiger's name in Aladdin? Number eight on your list, number eight. Question number nine, what kind of animal is Hank in Finding Dory? One of our older players knows this one. She almost yelled it out. Number nine, what kind of animal is Hank in Finding Dory? Number nine, what animal is that? Number 10, what year did the movie Hercules come out? Number 10, what year did Hercules come out? You're writing down a year for number 10. What year do you think Hercules came out? Go the distance and try and figure out this year. Number 10. We have one question left for this first round of trivia. Disney and Pixar, thanks for hanging out. Number 10, what year did Hercules come out? And a bonus question. For 2 points, there's a Pixar short called The Blank Umbrella. What color is missing from that title? The Blank Umbrella. Disney and Pixar bonus question. For 2 points, there's a Pixar short called The Blank Umbrella. What color is in the title? That's the end of round number one, guys. We'll do repeats and stuff in just a second. Thanks for playing trivia with Buds. Answers coming up right now for the Disney Pixar round. Let's see how everybody did with some Disney Pixar trivia. Thanks for playing at Route 30 Brewing. We will be here in August if you want to play. On the 11th and 25th, I believe, are the Sundays we'll be here. We'll come back and play again 2 to 4 Sunday Fun Day in Riverside, California. Disney and Pixar, how well do you know these movies? Here was number one. What comedian did the voice of the rat in Ratatouille? That, of course, was Patton Oswalt. One of my favorites, Patton Oswalt, voice of the rat in Ratatouille. Number two, Why Should I Worry? Was a hit Billy Joel song from what Disney film? Oliver and Company. That's with the cats and dogs that are orphans, much like Oliver. Number three, what is the name of Steve Buscemi's villainous character in Monsters, Inc.? That is Randall. He's a jerk. Randall, number three. Number four, the second theatrical Disney film after Snow White would be Pinocchio. A lot of people put Sleeping Beauty. That was not until much later. I think it was the 60s. I think it was 1960 for Sleeping Beauty. Snow White, I think, was 37, 39, something like that. And Pinocchio, I think, was 40 or 41. So way back in the 40s. Number five, what's the name of the bully kid who destroys toys in Toy Story? We have one fan here in the back of Sid. Very good, Sid. Number six, which of these movies did not come out in the 70s? Jungle Book, Aristocats, Robin Hood. So Aristocats and Robin Hood were 70s movies, but the Jungle Book was 1967. So a couple years before, Jungle Book was the choice to make. Number seven, the name of the baby in The Incredibles. What was it, my friend Virginia? Jack-Jack was correct. Nice job, Jack-Jack. I like at Disneyland, if you go on that Incredicoaster and you smell the chocolate chip cookie when he has a cookie, that's the best. Number eight, what is Jasmine's tiger's name in Aladdin? That's Raja, Raja. Number eight, Raja. Number nine, Hank is a octopus in Finding Dory. Ray, that's your favorite. Do you know who voices Hank the Octopus?
I don't.
Al Bundy from Married with Children. Ed O'Neill is his real name. Number 10, What year did Hercules come out? Back in 97. 97. That's when Ray was born. Right, Ray? 97? Yep, number 10. And the bonus for 2 points, there's a Pixar short called The Blue Umbrella. The Blue Umbrella. Thanks for playing along with that quiz, guys. Great job on Disney and Pixar at Route 30 Brewing.
There it was, some classic Disney and Pixar trivia from Riverside, California. Check out Route 30 Brewing if you're ever out that way. Thanks for listening, and it's time for the trivia team name of the day, Disney-inspired, and the team name of the day is Bibbidi Bobbidi Booty. So instead of Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo, you add the T-Y to that thing, and you make it a Bibbidi Bobbidi Booty, which sounds like something somebody would put in their Tinder profile, maybe, to attract a new suitor. You could use that team name next time you go to a Disney event or anytime. And now it's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check them out at fmdesignsinc.com. They're linked in the show notes if you want to click on it real quick. They can do any kind of custom printing you need, and they specialize in embroidery. So if you need a hat embroidered, a patch on something, talk to Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Question of the day is about Disney as well, and I'm looking for the decade that Cinderella was released, looking for the decade that Cinderella originally came out. If you know the answer to that question, you can tweet Ryan Buds, RyanBudds, or you can email me, ryanbudds@gmail.com, to be eligible for a raffled prize. If you win that, I'll mail it to you, and you can enjoy it within a week or so, whenever I throw the stamp on it. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thanks for telling a friend about the show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.